Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Voices of Women. And, geez, you know, here is, I'm always on Friday where I have to report, or not report, I'm not the one reporting, but, you know, having another painful Thursday. Our hearts go out to France for everyone who's in pain from that tragedy. And I just want us to really focus on the love that we can send them for healing. You know, what happens to others around the world impacts all of us. So even though these are tragic events and they bring up lots of fear for us and fear of people who maybe who are traveling in other countries, we still have to hold for the energy for peace and love and what is possible in our world. And I see and feel more attunement around that happening as more and more of this is happening, that people are reaching out for that sense of love and peace. And speaking of attunement, we're going to be talking about energy attunement today as I'm talking with Diane Givens. She is an Emmy Award-winning art director, musician, artist, and author, creator of Angelic Reality. And Angelic Reality grew out of Diane's inspiration of the seven chakra angels and her work bringing them into the world. Diane's conducted Angelic Reality Energy Attunement Salons internationally for many years. And out of these salons, Diane evolved the tools for people to hold their own energy attunement salons and practice. And so she's created the Energy Attunement Deck and Mystic Tapestry. It's in essence, Diane's salon in a box. It includes 49 of her paintings with the seven chakra angels and the wisdom from years of conducting all these amazing salons that she does in her work. So welcome, Diane.
Well, hi, Chris. It's good to be with you. I've known you for many years, and it's really a pleasure.
Yes. Well, I want you to tell your story, which you have a quite interesting story, and you've had to have lots of healing in your life as a child. You know, if you read about you, you state you weren't expected to live, and you've had 40 surgeries. You know, how does a person survive that? You know, that's there's some purpose, greater purpose for you to be here for sure. So tell us about your this path of yours.
Oh, okay, Chris. Thank you. Yes, I was born dying, and the doctors thought at the time that it was cancer. And up until even just a couple of years ago, I've accumulated about 40 surgeries that I've moved way beyond survival, really moving backwards, moving from death to life constantly and always knowing that the reality of who I really was much more than physical form. And growing up in hospitals with, I really saw them as my very best friends, and they were ancient little beings. When I would go into wards and become friends with them, and sometimes they would actually, their beds would be empty next to me. And in those days, lots of people didn't talk and help you through the loss of a life, especially for little children. And then as I grew up, I had more surgeries and more and more. And I remember once I was about 11, I went from about 72 pounds down to 49, and I was, again, not expected to live. And there was a little girl next to me from Alaska, and she was like a little princess. She sat up in her bed, and her hair touched the bed almost. It was that long, and her mother and my mother became very good friends. And she did pass. And one of the things that happened was when I first started doing salons, I did one in Cordova, Alaska. And I did it with practitioners that worked there as abuse counselors, doctors, scientists, and teachers, and people in the community all came to it. And in both corners, there were women from the tribe, one in two different corners, and they sort of sat and held this sort of almost like a weeping kind of energy. And the sadness of what was going on in Cordova, because it was after the spill and they were having a lot of problems. And I remember telling the story of my little friend in Alaska, from Alaska, that was at the Children's Hospital that had been my friend in past. And I started to cry, and it was so devastating because I had held back my tears for so many years, and to cry, to actually say excuse me and to actually weep with these women that were holding the energy for the deepness. The salon was called Joy is the Essence of Your True Being. And instead, what really comes up when we talk about the joy, we're talking about the choices that we make in every moment, the ultimate infinite choices that we're not, you know, that we're not choosing. So we're releasing and detaching in every moment by choosing joy. So joy is the essence of being present in the moment. So I was actually being present and talking about my little friend from Alaska. I was in Alaska where they were feeling a lot of grief. And because I was able to actually go into a place of really deep healing within myself, everyone in the group became they came into the energy with me, and they each shared around the circle on a deeper level because of that. And they understood that joy, you know, in the Upanishads, it says, from joy we have come, by joy we are sustained, and unto joy we shall return. And so really the mission that led into the salons that were inspired by the French, the salons that they had, you know, in the sort of the tail end of the Renaissance, I began gathering in groups, more and more groups. At the end of that salon, I heard them talking while I was packing my things, and they said, why did it take someone from so far away to bring us all together into a circle to know one another in this small community? So that little girl, that friend of mine from Alaska that passed away so many years ago, in a bed next to me, took me to Alaska in a way, and I saw her as an angel. Then I see her as an angel forever now. So the seven chakra angels, to me, are a group of angels that represent seven aspects of ourselves, the seven chakras, or the seven glandular systems, however, you know, you want to look at it. And to see that each of those systems has a gift to give us, and each has an angel representing it, that I painted on a 3x3 foot canvas, each one of them, in oil. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have the painting Joy in my house, which is my favorite one. Yeah, and so these seven chakras, the angels, what are their names?
Beginning with the root chakra, grounding, energy, destiny. The second chakra, relationship energy, passion. The third chakra, the energy of power, the solar plexus, innocence. And the heart chakra, the love energy, freedom. And the fifth chakra, with the expression energy, is patience. Grace is the angel for the brow chakra, for insight energy. And joy, the soul energy, the crown chakra.
Mm-hmm. So did they tell you who they were? I mean, first of all, let's talk about how did you meet them?
I was actually having a surgery, a pretty major surgery in the 90s, early 90s. And I really didn't know whether I would make it through that surgery. It was a very, very major. I was working in the film business at the time, and I had to take time off and go, and I had put it off for a number of years, but I was actually precancerous at the time, and I couldn't beat it. So I had the surgery, and I actually survived it. And within a month after my, during my recovery, my mother had left. She was visiting and ironing, and my husband was in our shop. We worked in the shop, and I was home alone, and I went into a familiar experience, and a physical experience that was pretty shocking was beginning to happen. I couldn't reach a doctor, and so I surrendered to the energy of going, and an angel came to me and took me into an experience that was extraordinary. And later I was to find that the place that she took me was the Sacred Valley in Peru, which I ended up taking people to over and over again, and discovered that that was a valley of constellations where the Shaman of Machu Picchu told me that that's where heaven fell from earth. And they call it the Valley of Constellations, and the villages are shaped in the, built in the shape of the constellation, the portal for crossing over. I was later to find that out. But at the time, this angel filled the sky over a lush valley, and a huge angel, and the used a lot of color. First, it was sort of almost a light blue down, and it calmed me down in a way. And the angel said that I couldn't come with her. And I remember making a small little cry, like, oh, because it was so sort of beautiful. And I then realized that I was burning, and I looked down to my chest because the angel's gown was turning like this fiery red, and I thought I was burning from it. And I looked down and I felt tricked. I felt like the angel put me back in my body almost with the use of color, and I didn't really realize that the color played a part until many years later. But
mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have to come back, Diane. We're going to have to come back and take a break. We'll come back to the story to help you finish the story. So okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Diane Givens today. She's the creator of the Energy Attunement Deck. And so, Diane, we want you to finish your story. You just said you had, sounds like, a near-death experience and meeting an angel, huge, beautiful, colorful angel, you know, in this beautiful valley. But you felt this energy or a fire, like, on your chest and realizing you're coming back to your body. So what was that experience like for you?
Well, when I realized that I was truly physically back in my body, I knew that everything was going to be just fine. I felt like a different, almost like a different person. I was able to get a hold of someone to take me to the hospital and deal with the physical aspect of that. And then I just kept hearing, paint me, paint me, paint me. And so I made a decision to leave the film business. I made a movie for the last time of my own called The Big Joy, and then I moved out onto a lake, and I began to paint the angel. And the minute I made that sort of agreement, six more came all at once. I wrote all their messages down immediately, along with their names, and they've never changed one single bit. Every one of them came onto the canvas without any pre-drawing, which was unusual for me. And each one took about a year. During that time, Joy was hung in the sanctuary, at the front of the sanctuary at Seattle Unity, and different angels hung in different churches as they came onto my canvas. And also as they came onto my canvas, Chris, people would gather in my house, my friends, my girlfriends, lots of them, and they would comb each other's hair in front of the fire. They'd roll the carpets back and dance. And we would, we would translate the rubaiyat and poetry and that sort of thing. And because I was painting all the time, I wasn't able to read as much. I was a very prolific reader. And so I would say, what does power mean to you? And they would all say, well, power means this to me. And so I would start choosing a word for people to all express their perceptions of. And basically, I realized that this was taking on a very simple shape, but the shape was really an energy attunement salon, and I had them just for women and for about 3 years. And then a friend of mine, Robbie Fonstock, who led Course in Miracles, he said, if you don't allow men to come to your salon, we're going to all come dressed in dresses and crash it. And I said, okay, well, I'll have a salon and I'll invite men. And so I had the word passion for my first salon that men were invited to. And I had more men than women come to that salon. In my house became too filled with people. So I began having them on a monthly basis at Seattle Unity and then in different venues around the country and then eventually, in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. And so from that, you created this deck of cards. And so there was seven angels, but then there were all these other, like, because there's a total of 49 cards that, and so tell us about that, because I think they represented all the different things, because you mentioned power. So they all these cards, other than the angels, represent different aspects of
That's right. The angels are sort of almost an archetypal image representing the seven energy centers, I call them. And the seven energy centers, if you activate an energy center, say, for instance, if you activate your power center, that's your solar plexus, your power center. If you imagine that you're umbilically connected to the source of all life, to the sun, say, and the energy source of life. And then also to your brothers and sisters. And the angel Innocence is writing a note with a feather quill saying, you're all perfectly innocent. And so if we project our innocence from our power center to our brothers and sisters, then we're a warrior for peace. We're basically saying, I'm not guilty, and I do not see the guilt in you. I see your innocence. So that's what that angel's message is all about. So when you activate the energy of power with the angel Innocence, and you bring that up and down in and around you along your path of illumination, so there's seven columns, and this will be the power column, and you take that energy from heaven to earth like a superhighway in and around you, collecting and releasing energy, then you can take it into your heart, for instance, and that card has a picture of a woman thinking, and she's trying to make a decision, and the word is choice. So on every card, there's a word to contemplate, the essence of energy from your power center, serving your heart, serving your love center. So that's power to love. Or if you take your power into your brow chakra, you've got your power, physical, instinctual knowing, serving your metaphysical knowing, your sense of insight.
So on your brow, that's the vision one, the vision card.
That's vision, yeah. Mm-hmm. Vision. It's a woman with a feather coming out of the top of her head like an antenna, and she's in a canoe in the middle of the dark water on a lake. And she's, you could say, a vision quest, but in any moment you can go into a vision quest.
So you're kind of talking about, you know, the system, you know, the seven columns, seven rows, And this kind of relates to how your this attunement deck is different than, say, just other oracle cards. Can you elaborate a little bit more on how yours is different?
Yes, I can. The Mystic Tapestry has another side. It has the attunement tapestry on the other side. Together, they're called the Salon Tapestry. On the attunement tapestry, it's woven together. And on the Mystic Tapestry, each ribbon-framed image comes apart with a word beneath it. So if you started with your attunement tapestry and you saw that canoe, the woman in the canoe, the native woman in the canoe, and you'd say, what is that one again? What is it? When I bring my power to my brow chakra, to my insight center, and what is that? What is that? You can turn it over like a cheat sheet, and on the Mystic Tapestry, it will tell you the word is vision. So you can use the two tapestries to build memory muscle, and you can also use it as a game. The children play it. They love it, really. They pick a card. They act it out. They act out the opening of one energy center and the receiving of the other. And the way that I like to see that is the columns are like the, are activated masculine within, and the rows are receiving the energy, the gift. So they're the receptive container, the absolute feminine. And so it's our self being balanced with the duality of actually active and inactive, or active and receptive. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a complex system. And I think people have to, it's intriguing, and people have to play with it. And I guess it can mean, you know, anything that they want. And one of the things that you say in your cards is for you to determine what this card, to ask the question, what does this mean for you? So you have a read in your card explanation of picking seven cards. And so I know one of the things that you say is to ask yourself what this card means for you.
That's the very most important part of it. to me, a salon is a gathering of people that love the truth. And so I create a space, usually with an altar, and really invite people to express their perceptions of the meaning. So if they choose a card, like even around the dinner table, and someone will say, oh, I got balance, the yin-yang sign. Oh, I got balance. That's relationship energy serving your power center. You can just go with just the word in the picture. And children love the cards. So it's as complex as you want it to be. So in other words, there's no place in this body of work where you fall through a crack. If you want to take it to a very deep practice, you can. In fact, an attunement practice is actually moving your energy, taking a deep breath, being with that alchemical experience of two aspects of yourself coming together, one serving and one receiving. And then like, what does trust mean to me? And then you close your eyes and you receive the pearl.
Mm-hmm. The pearl of wisdom.
Exactly. that you receive. So in other words, mm-hmm. Yeah, and there is a small colorful booklet that comes in the deck. It's really, really a full color, beautiful thing. And it starts you off with each card. There is a little affirmative affirmation, basically, or prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the attunement practices, it invites you to do a meta prayer. In other words, you receive your pearl and then you give it to the world. And that's what's different about my salons from other groups that gather, and I can tell you about that after.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and talk more with Diane Givens.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I wanted to tell you about a new, powerful, and compelling play by Nicholas Vasili, coming to Seattle July 7th at Cornish Playhouse, Seattle Center, the United States of China.
On one hand, a dedicated American patriot who would give her life for her country. On the other hand, someone who has been battling the injustice and corruption of America most of her life. And she is as confused as any American could be about what she truly believes in. My play, The United States of China, is about the trial of Miriam Hopkins, who is a metaphor for all that America stands for.
This is more than a play experience. It's a movement. It's a movement to create a new level of awareness. Knowledge is power, and we are powerful. Get your tickets today at AmericaTheStrong.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Have you ever tried to make lifestyle changes but had difficulty following through? Imagine what it would be like to get up each morning with energy, clarity, and motivation to tackle the day. If you want to get past limiting barriers that are preventing you from living your best life, join holistic health and wellness coach T. Carrie Mitchell each month on The Dr. Pat Show, or visit lifestyle120.com today and start to receive the personal attention you deserve.
Okay, that music you're listening to is from Diane's CD, composed by Diane and performed by, with her and her band, Jivan Jita, probably not saying that right, so, and it's called Call to Grace. Her album is Seven Songs for Seven Angels, and so tell us a little bit about how I imagine the music relates to the attunement deck, too.
Yes, it does. It does, Chris. It's That is, each song is harmonically balanced to each of the energy centers, each of the chakras. Each angel has its own song. So if you listen to it in the background, your energy will be balanced harmonically. So that's kind of fun. And there's also a meditation CD available. And there's a CD that I made the day before I went in for spinal surgery. And I went in and got the studio for the whole day. And so that I could hear the music that I actually played in the hospital with Mission Music and Healing. During surgery, they played it for me and for pre and post-op. So that album is really good for sessions because each song is about 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can find that out on, and why don't you give your website information where people can find all your, you know, can find this energy attunement deck and can find your, about your CDs and.
Okay, oh, thank you. AngelicReality.com. If you go to the gallery shop, you can find Reverb Nation and you can hear all the songs before you download them. You can go to Pick a Card and see Attunement Tapestry. And if you hover over the pictures, the 49 paintings, they're all paintings that I did over the years and sold a lot of them in shows and went and found the people, took them out of the frames, shopped them in studio and put them into the attunement tapestry. And you can hover over them and they come up full-size cards.
Mm-hmm. So we, during the break, Diane and I talked about picking a card. I picked a card for today and it is balance. And I'm seeing it has words at the top say relationship and power. So why don't you share about that?
Well, that's really funny because that's the card I was just talking about. And this deck, honestly, it's actually really funny. It's got a great sense of humor and it seems to have an intelligence to it. You would turn into the book, into the ribbons that flow vertically orange because we are a holographic rainbow, basically. It's based on nature. So if you see the orange ribbons in your booklet, you would go to relationship energy, which is activated, and you'd see the little ribbon frame painting of balance, which is a yin-yang sign. And it says balance. The symbol yin-yang shows the dynamic interplay of duality that shapes how we relate to everything and everyone. And the pearl ponder prayer of energy, relationship energy serving your power center. So your power center is being served by your relationships. It says, I find balance at the center of each duality, a sweet spot, pure potential, empowering my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean to you, Chris?
I'm trying to, I'm thinking. I'm thinking. I picked the card. So for me, it's like finding that balance in my life of work and play and time for me and time for others. I've just, you know, always that balance of, you know, it's that yin yang and it's the duality of everything. So I think for all of us, finding balance is an important aspect because there's so much going on in the world and in our own worlds.
Right. And the energy of relationship in this particular body of work means your relationship with all that is, your relationship with your thoughts, how you experience spirituality, how you experience the chair you're sitting in, your relationship with people, places, things, and thoughts, ideas, actions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I know we have words at the top of the card. It says relationship and power. And so, you know, that's sort of intriguing to me, like how that, how this relates to power.
Well, could we talk? Saying, excuse me.
No, go ahead.
Well, it's saying basically that you, this card is asking you to activate your second chakra. It's in the second column. And so the word that's in the banner on the top to the left says relationship. So that means relationship is going to serve the second word on that banner, which is power. So your relationship energy, you activate your second chakra, you breathe through your second chakra. I mean, you're there, and you bring that up and down, in and around. You bring it right into your solar plexus. And you say, I'm serving my power in the world through my relationships, through my relationship energy. The way I experience relationships serves me. It empowers me. So it's an affirmative deck. In other words, when you walk up to this deck and you draw a card, anything you choose is going to help you to be your own self-healing spiritual coach within your own community of self-healing energy. Vertical is activated, horizontal is receptive, and each one of those crossing points is an opportunity for an alchemical experience for you to shift your perception and change your life, shape your world.
Well, I always love it how cards work, and like my experience, because I've done you. Do you have a 7-card draw example in the deck to show you know, and it's how to read it? You can do a 7-card. And it's interesting how I've done 2 this week and how, and I find this with most cards, but you know, just to, it tunes in to where I'm at in the moment, of what's going on, what I, you know, cause actually you talk about, your first card is now and you get into cause and effect and your foundation, illumination, and then just you got 2 cards that just allow you to go deeper. And it was just interesting what I drew. Just fit, you know, like the foundation of who I am and what's right now and what's the cause and effect and all that was very intriguing to me. And it said to me, yes, I'm in the right place at the right time. And this is what's happening. Uh-huh. That's what I'm going through.
That's great. I know I find that every single time. It's really helpful if I have something that I'm looking at. Gee, which way should I go? I just go, let's get off the deck. And I also put a card out every day. I pick a card for the day and I have it out. And it gives me something to sort of ponder during the day of how I can see things in a different way, in a different light, in a better light.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it gives you a focus, you know, like, oh, okay, what do I need to focus on today as I go through my day? Or maybe I need to change my direction because it was going to be this kind of a day. And
right.
You draw a card and you go, oh, okay. The energy is telling me something different.
You know, on my website, if you go to the pick a card, an example in the slider at the top of the page, the card that we use for an example is balance. The one you chose.
Yeah. Well, it's something we all need. And it's, you know, I think in our busy lives right now, it's hard to find that balance and, important to remember that what would bring me balance and what would bring me balance today, particularly, you know, is something for me to look at.
Exactly. And I really like people to understand that you can have a salon just yourself with the 7 chakra angels, or you can have it over coffee with a friend. Or if someone calls me and they have a problem and they want to talk about it, I say, let's draw a card on that, and it helps every time. So it's fun if your friends have decks.
So what, you shared some of your life, you've created this deck of cards, and I expect some of this is was created for you, what you needed too, and because the sort of universe works that way. But what have been, what, well, we have 2 minutes, so it's probably a big question to answer in 2 minutes, but your challenges along the way, you know, you've had a lot of health issues, you've gone through surgery, you've, and yet you've been very creative, you know, being an art director, being in movies, being an artist, all this.
And the question?
What is your greatest challenge in all that?
Oh, my greatest challenge is I wish there were more of me. I have, you know, there's so much that I want to get done. Like right now, I'm doing a picture book, actually, to submit to, I'm excited about. And so that people can have this as a standalone, even away from the deck, as an energy practice. So I think probably simplifying it, keeping it comfortable, and offering something for the world so that they can have salons without me. They can have a salon in a box.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what you've created, and it is something anybody can do. I love having, I call them circles. I love having groups of women together. And there's something about women coming together. Like I'm having next weekend a council meeting, and it's men and women on a Saturday, but I've invited the women to come up the night before to have that, you know, time together.
Well, exactly. And I'm having a salon at East West Bookshop on Thursday the 21st at 7 o'clock. I better get that in because I'd sure like you to all come and have a hands-on experience.
Oh, I'm glad you, yes, I'm glad you mentioned, I saw the poster there and I was going to remind myself to mention that. Yeah. East West on next Thursday, July 21st at East West Bookshop. You can come meet Diane in person and have an experience with these cards. Okay, we have to go on break now, so we'll come back and talk more with Diane Gibbons. Stay tuned.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit lynnbrownevent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm speaking with Diane Givens, and she's here introducing her new energy attunement deck, which we've been talking about, this quote-unquote system of tuning into your energy by, you know, drawing cards and taking a look at where they are in the her matrix. I guess I'd call it kind of a matrix. There's this chart of columns and rows of the 49 cards. So, Diane, we talked about a little bit I want to talk a little bit more about the angels. We've talked about some of them, particularly joy, how joy came in. But you had to go through this process of, I think the major thing of your process of creating this deck is the seven angels, of how they came into you and spoke to you. And tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, okay, Chris. Well, first joy, of course. And then when I made the decision, the six others came all at once. And I wrote down their messages immediately. And so the next angel that I painted after Joy, and she was now hanging up there. And I went on a tour with her, that sort of thing. And I made the CD, a meditation CD. And then Grace, I was painting Grace. And I had like ministers and different people saying, will you come and speak at our church? And I said, well, I do salons, and basically that's where other people speak. So I said, no, I'm just going to listen, because Grace was an angel that said, listen with Grace, the third eye, the sixth chakra, and she's just awakening to her still small voice, or her guidance, or God, or Allah, the divine, the feminine, and she's hearing, listening. So that's a receptive angel. And then the next angel that came was Patience. And Patience is holding a string from his lute, and a little cherub is pushing the lute toward him and saying, play, play. And the angel's in jeans and a T-shirt, and and he's holding this string that's missing from the lute. And he's saying, first, I need to string my instrument, do my work, and with patience, harmony follows. So this is the angel of expression, and the color is blue. And in the book, you'll notice that there's a gem that goes with it, a sound that goes with it, a scent that goes. All the senses are in that energy of expression and moving into love. The heart, freedom. She's holding a beautiful little newborn baby in one hand and sprinkling gold on the baby's wings. And her message to us is very simple also. She's saying, her name is Freedom, and she's saying, in every moment, we're born with the freedom. We're born with the freedom to choose again, to choose love. She's the energy, the angel for the energy of love. And then came the energy innocence, which I've already told you about. He's writing the message with the feather quilt, saying you're perfectly innocent, and releasing that to us. And that is more powerful. He's the only angel that really reminds me of an archangel, really Michael. It feels like a real strong Michael energy. The energy for relationship, passion, she's dancing on the clouds. She's got a tambourine in one hand, and she's got grapes in the other, and she's saying gift. It's a gift. Life is a gift, a celebration. And she's saying, celebrate life and co-create. She's the energy of relationship. And then coming into the grounding energy, I painted this big angel, and I realized this is not the right angel. I just couldn't get grounding. And my friend Greg Theobald, who had Ink Adventures, said, Diane, will you do one of your salons on my Ink Adventure tour and make it more of a sacred journey? And I said, sure. And I took 20 people with me that first trip. And I went year after year taking people to Machu Picchu, became very close to the the Shaman of Machu Picchu. He's got all the angels in his altar. And we just love each other very much. We did Salon Circle, and the card he chose was himself, which kind of blew his mind and everybody. But the energy of grounding just, he said, you need to make the grounding angel. And I just kept trying to paint this grounding angel. It actually took me 4 years of going to Peru, walking on fire, going to Lake Titicaca, going to the Nazca Line, going to Tikal, Guatemala, taking groups, and going to the tops of glaciers in Alaska, just really getting in touch with the elements of the earth. And so that's the name of my CD, Elemental Echo. And that's honoring the aspects of what we are all made of the mother. So that angel finally came with 70 amulets and talismans of world tradition surrounding it. So in a way, it's a mandala to feel comfortable in the elements of the earth and the alchemical exchange and the mirroring of nature that we have. That's why freedom is green, the color of nature, hugging a tree, really being with nature. And the color of yellow is that yellow belly, you know, being in touch with our instinctual knowing of the vibration and frequency of the rainbow. So, bringing into the angel destiny, she's holding that light. And within that light are the elements of fire, water, air, and the earth, the mother.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, because I think these are the important aspects of the book. Your book's coming out, but the card deck. And it really centers around these seven angels and expands from that, all the different aspects. And so when people come together, you know, these salons that you did for many years, but anybody can do a salon. And, and it's about creating community and sharing and our feelings, you know, and expressing our fears and our sadness, our joys, our pains. We tend to isolate a lot, and it's really important to be with others and share those.
It is, and to learn to really hold space to listen to what we all have to say. And then the difference between the salons that I have and a lot of other groups is there's only a couple of rules, and one of them is share the wisdom. It isn't what stays in this group, you know, what we say in this group stays in this group. No, it's like what you learn here, share it. Make the world a better place from what you learn here in your salon. No crosstalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, in a lot of groups, you have a confidentiality, and there is a reason for that if you're sharing something really personal. But you're saying share the gem, share the knowledge that you're coming out from those groups.
And exactly. It's a teaching experience, and everyone is a teacher, and everyone is a guest in my salon. So having some great speaker or representing somebody in my salon isn't something I do. Everybody is a leader, and everybody is a teacher, and everybody has something to share, and we need to talk and
yeah.
We need to listen.
Yes, well, that's what we have in common, because I have one of my taglines is a leader in every seat. So thank you so much for being on the show today, Diane. I wish you great luck on your energy attunement deck and bringing that to the world.
Thank you, Chris. I enjoyed talking with you.
Yes. Okay. So check out our website. It's www.angelicreality.com. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm from the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We're headed towards our 25th year. It's going to be an amazing celebration of 25 years of women and men and enlightened men, as we say, gathering in Seattle. It's going to be February 16th to the 20th. And if you're called to, we're going to do invitations this year. So if you're called to be invited to present at the conference, just email us. You can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. And also, I invite you to put on your calendar. October 1st is our fall festival. It's a fundraiser for us. We raise money for scholarships for people to attend the conference. And that'll be October 1st. So put that on your calendar. And also make a note of my book, Woman of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman. It's a inspirational book of all the different messages from women who have participated or presented art, poetry, and stories, all on the divine feminine. So you can check that out at the womanofwisdom.org website and, of course, Amazon. So I wish everybody a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.